I understand you spent April connecting more deeply with the earth-relating religious paths. Last week was Earth Day. And you have a beautiful maypole here. I saw it and I had to pull it out. So this isn't my usual pagan 101 service. I think you're past that. But if I'm talking about subjects today that are new to you, please find me after the service to learn more. I'd love to talk about earth relating and deities relating spirituality and how that relates to your Unitarian Universalism. Tra-la, it's May, the lusty month of May. Well, almost. The season of blooming and new life invites us to indulge. As Julie Andrews sang in Camelot, May, that lovely month when everyone goes blissfully astray. It's wild, it's gay, when all the world is brimming with fun, and everyone makes divine mistakes. May, the exuberance of April and May, flowers bursting forth, green shoots emerging sunward, the spring lambs frolicking, all that life becoming, reaching, birthing is a response to the nourishment of the sun as the earth turns toward that heat and light of our star. May Day is upon us. May Day in the U.S. makes us think of spring and of flowers, but May Day has a different meaning when you mention it almost anywhere else in the world. May 1st is celebrated as Workers' Day around the world. International Workers' Day commemorates the Haymarket massacre in Chicago in 1886, when police fired at people striking for the right to an 8-hour day. On International Workers' Day, we remember those who had to fight and take huge risks in order to earn protections for workers. Protections we take for granted now, like weekends, child labor laws, protections that are being eroded now. We recognize the laborers of today. We celebrate the important work that's done in the field, in the factory, and in the service industry. And what do these two holidays share other than the day? A celebration of the renewal of spring, a celebration of the work we all do and the people who labor. Together they ask the question, how can we glorify our work? Whistle while we work, let our lives be songs and do the work that must be done sustainably, caring for ourselves and each other. For everyone, this time of year invites us to ponder what gives us life, joy, and the exuberance of spring. The answers will be different depending on where you live, what your family stories are, and how you relate to the celestial progression of seasons. And spring is celebrated lots of kinds of ways all over the world by many different peoples. I could talk about the Shinto, the Native American, the Aboriginal earth-relating and deities-relating traditions like Cinco de Mayo, which are super interesting and cool, but those aren't mine to share. My ancestors are Gaelic and English and Gaulish and Slovak. I've also learned from the cycles of the earth herself, earth seasons and animal life stages. They transcend the cultures of humankind. We can be in community through cultural sharing and through universal experiences. So let me share some background and meanings from stories and traditions of my cultures. One of the cultures of my own heritage holds a festival called, in Scottish Gaelic, La Baltana. I challenge you to read that word and say La Baltana. Gaelic. Or Beltane. Beltane is celebrated at the beginning of the month of May. Beltana was a time for blessing livestock. Great bonfires were lit and the cattle were driven between them from the winter pasture to the freedom of the summer pastures. And in many cultures today, May Day is celebrated by gifts of flowers. I grew up in Oregon. My mom grew up in upstate New York, and she told stories about spring and the seasons and the leaves changing and the snow, and I just couldn't relate. For me, spring was mud. Spring was when the ratio of sunny days to wet days started to shift and I could leave my umbrella at home. Then I moved to upstate New York. Wow. Snow until May. The Lenten rose, hellebore, was a miracle flower. It couldn't compete against the showy camellias and daffodils that were happening in March in Oregon. But by April and May, I was starved for flowers, and I was delighted to see this. So what is your spring transformation? What does the land say to you here, where you are? Is it the first day that it's warm enough to leave your sweater at home? Is it the sound of the Pacific chorus frog? The taste of fresh from the plant strawberries? Meteor showers? California poppies in bloom? The divine is in all of these things. The divine is within us. Part of everything in the universe, and an immanent and intimate concept of deity. Earth-relating folks, we don't worship trees or rocks, but we do revere the divine presence contained within trees, rocks, and everything. Indigenous, earth-relating, and deities-relating spirituality understands the sacred differently from the theology I learned in Bible school as a kid. Divinity is direct, personal, experienced on a physical plane. Therapists have discovered in the past few decades that all that talk therapy isn't enough. We need to listen to, feel into our bodies as well. They talk about the somatic or the embodied experience. We're physical creatures. Everything we experience through our bodies. Our sensations, our body sensations affect our emotions and how we learn and grow. However, most of us grew up in disembodied communities where our inner knowing starved. What joy and richness is available to us if we cultivate an awareness of our own physical selves? What a freeing idea. My body is good. Your body is good. In fact, our bodies are divine. The lusty month of May begins with May Day, a day of celebrating spring, emerging growth, fertility, love, and joy. A day throughout the world of acknowledging the labor of the workers, International Workers' Day. A time to recommit to our community and our solidarity to promote the legal establishment of safe and fair working conditions and to act for a world of love and justice. A worker day, a flower day, they occur on the same date, and even though they're different, we can celebrate them together. A celebration of the renewal of spring, celebration of the work we do. And the people. We celebrate renewal of the self, of the soul, so we can enter into the work with new energy. Appreciating the work that the land does to create food and shelter and beauty to sustain all that lives need not be separate from appreciating the work that people do to create food and shelter and beauty to care for the earth and the people on it. In my pre-Christian cultures, May Day was all about the joy of young love, human sensuality, and sexuality. It's written that in Great Britain, France, and parts of the American colonies, on the first day of May, young men and women would go out into the fields to celebrate spring with acts of love and pleasure. In so doing, they would bless the crops and be blessed with fertility by the land. And this tradition has continued in some areas as sort of a day of rule breaking. That fits the tradition well. The immigrant Americans of the early 1600s who celebrated with May dances and costumes were the hippies of their day. They wanted peace with the Native American neighbors, not war, and they weren't interested in the uptight rules followed by their Puritan neighbors. The most famous group settled in Marymount, which is Quincy, Massachusetts now. And the stories of that settlement make great reading. Commend them to you. In Slovakia, girls of the village carry a straw effigy of the goddess of death and winter, Morena, to a local stream. To banish winter, they set that straw on fire and throw it into the defrosting stream. This symbolizes the end of winter, the arrival of spring, the end of the domain of the death goddess, and the beginning of the love goddess, Vesna. May was traditionally called the month of love in Slovakia, and in this period, a maypole tree was the most important of plants. The maypole was usually a spruce without bark, whose top the boys had decorated with colored ribbons. And on May Day, people still erect maypoles, usually on the square in the middle of the village. Throughout Europe, the maypole has been a common one to celebrate May Day for centuries. Jumping over the fire is a custom that existed in all parts of Europe, and its purpose was to ensure fertility as well as to protect people and cattle from evil forces. The fires, the maypole, the Jack in the Green parades, May baskets, crowning of the May Queen, these are all Beltane customs that survive today in the United Kingdom, and they have been embraced by many neo-pagans around the world. Celebrating spring, purifying, ensuring fertility. I want that one. These celebrations are snatching life out of the jaws of death. When we lose someone, we want to hold those who we love even closer. When we come to the other side of pain or privation, we want to dance and sing. Even when we're still just barely defrosting from hardship, fear, or sadness, we want to light a fire to remind us of what warm and joyful feels like. And always, we need community. I went through this daily when I was a chaplain at the hospital. After a day of visiting with the sick and dying, the fearful and the despairing, I'd stop by the new baby's window and smile at the sweetness of new life. Those babies, they cast a magic spell. They conjured renewal so I could return and give again. Slovakia has their own version of May Day baskets. It's called Walking with the Queen. Pine branches, twigs, even entire small trees. Adorned with ribbons, handmade ornaments, eggshells, flowers are carried from house to house. The copse is usually carried by girls who walk to the house and offer blessing. They are casting a spell, conjuring up blessings and relationships in the community. These rituals announce the coming of spring, a time of joy and song, a time when the earth bears new fruit, and they connect the community. The lust for May is a lust for life, a thirst for life, a love for life. This thirst to live fully and joyfully, and this love of living things is what gets me up in the morning willing to do the work I must do. The love we have for our own children, our friends, our pets, the land where we live, motivates us to care for them. And we as humans universally feel responsibility for the web of life. The workers in factories of the turn of the century reached across their different languages and cultures to fight together because they didn't want their children or their neighbors' children to have to labor in dangerous factories. International Workers' Day, or Labor Day, was initially called for at the International Socialist Congress of Amsterdam in 1904. They called for demonstrations to push for the legal establishment of the 8-hour day, the class demands of the proletariat, and for universal peace. And they instructed all workers to stop work on the 1st of May, to take a holiday. One of the chants used by the strikers and the demonstrators of that time was, "Give us bread and roses." They wanted both bread, wages, and roses, time for the activities that nourish the mind and soul. They knew that time for community, for story, for joy was just as important as the time for work. Let us remember that, particularly now, as we hold back the tide that is sweeping away protections that so many worked so hard to get. We need one another to make it. We need renewal, community, joy, and roses. Let's celebrate May Day by bringing one another bread and roses. How will you celebrate? Show up to march for a living wage, or nourish yourself with time in the garden. Write thank you notes to service workers, or deliver May baskets to friends and neighbors. Learn more about your own heritage of spring celebration and share traditions with loved ones or your religious community. Any of these things and more are expressions of your love for life, your love for this earth, and a true and meaningful celebration of spring. Find your own spiritual direction. Find the song of the earth that sings to you, and live your lust for May.